Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has great things in store for us. One scripture says, "In all you're getting, get understanding." This was in Proverbs. And this, it behooves us to get an understanding, because our life is at stake. If we don't understand what the Lord has done, why? And we don't understand what the devil's doing and why, we could fall short somewhere. Everything in this world is designed to attract or repel. The enemy is trying to attract you to the world and repel you against God. God's word attracts you to God and helps you repel the world. In the world system, the enemy wants to get you attracted to the things that will cause you to choose to repel against God and all of His word and all of His choices and all of His will. And it happens slow. The enemy is subtle in his ways and in his works. Nothing he do is obvious. It's designed that way. He's cunning. It's not that he's clever, he's cunning. But he is clever. In his own way, he's clever. As long as people trust what they do. The darkness of this world. Now, the darkness of this world is represented by dark and light, good and evil, truth and lie. The lies are painted to look good. If you don't know the difference, then he can have an advantage. But when people have not the knowledge of God, and it helps them to attain evidential knowledge. Evidential knowledge is what the angels had. We're growing towards evidential knowledge. And because we have to grow and learn, and we don't know everything, we're just getting started. The enemy tried to hoodwink us before we have a knowledge of God's word. But the problem is this: every attraction to the evil way hardens the heart against, guess who? God. So as your heart is being systematically hardened by the things of this world, it's hard for people to, with so many people going the same south direction, it's more breaking through you have to do just to receive what God is saying. So when preachers get off track and people are looking to the preacher, then you got family members looking to the preachers, which there are good preachers, there are godly preachers. But when they go rogue, they take people with them. But when people preach the truth, you're challenged to make a choice. The right things don't always look as good as the wrong things from a certain point of view. But when you know God, you can do exploits, just like Daniel said. Even when others are doing wrong, you can do what's right. You can choose to do the right thing, and you'll have the advantage. In this world of misery, people don't always see what God is trying to give them. They misunderstand the blessings. Sometimes people try to make gods out of the blessings. But if you look to the Lord, He's going to give you His knowledge, His direction, His purpose. You're going to start understanding that God loves you more and more. He thinks of everything, and He blesses you at your pace, and you really want Him to do that. sometimes people, they want God to, they're anxious about what they're going to get or what they're after. And they're afraid that they may not get it. But the Lord gives us things and blesses us and helps us attain things over time. And we want Him to rush. And I hear people say this all the time. Sometimes they say, send this money in and God's going to bless you. Now Jesus said, other things have to be in place before that will work right. And I'm going to deal with it because good people fall short on both ends. Jesus said, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. That is true. That is true. So people can, they, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they tell people to send in $1,000, for instance. Now, the Lord is looking at the heart and the condition of it, and He knows what money will do to a person, even though they don't. If anybody bless a person with too much money too fast, it can hurt them. Because the condition of their heart, they've gained an ability to do whatever's in their heart at the time. People don't think this way because they don't stay in the presence of the Lord long enough to learn these kind of things. You know, at different stages of my life, I would have done different things if I had the resources. And some of it was just pure foolishness. I would have bought cars out of season, and it would have been a burden. Or I would have bought a house in a place that I probably wouldn't want to live. But when you follow God, things will be right. And then when you get a blessing, you attract people that want that money or that item or whatever. If you get money too fast, you might get some unsavory friends. You might even get a wife out of the deal, or a husband, if you're a woman. Because the blessings will attract people. But when you follow God and His protocol, it's going to work right. So people are doing things to get blessed. Trying hard, and they're doing their best at it, and they should. But the way Jesus said, the perfect way to do this is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. He used the word added. He didn't use the word multiplied. And I've heard people talk about accelerations, and they will come at the right time. But first things got to be first. First, you got to believe God. You got to take Him at His word. You got to be looking to Him. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, two things are going to happen. Seeking first the kingdom of God gives you vision that you can receive more. And you have to, if you're going to receive more, you got to learn how to manage more. And see, God thinks of everything. People will give you money, though you don't know how to manage it. And then foul things are going to happen. You're going to attract the wrong people. And they're going to come, especially if you talk too much. And the abundance of the heart and the mouth speak. If you get a blessing, it's going to come out of your mouth because that's what's in your heart. And you're going to tell your best friend, I just got $200,000. And guess what? They're going to tell their best friend. And one of them's going to tell their sister. And she's going to tell her best friend. It just goes on. And once you tell one person, it's over. Unless they have more wisdom. And the enemy is already attempting and trying to send the wrong people your way. using this for an example. Because when you follow God, things are perfect. If you get a vision for what He's doing, if your main motive in life is to honor God, you seek first the kingdom of God, and you're going to grow. And He's going to systematically teach you and show you how to manage, to plan. He's going to guide you to your best blessing and ability. And He'll give you skill. And when these things are in place, you'll know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. You'll know what to do with the resources God gives you. You'll have a mind to do more of what He's doing. And then when He introduces you to the right people, see, the anointing attracts too. The right things attract. Because you're endeavoring to do His will and you're contending for the faith, now He can build on top of that foundation. Because, see, when you seek first the kingdom of God, you have foundation. When you seek first His righteousness, you have foundation. When you seek first the kingdom, you have vision. When you seek first His righteousness, you have foundation. You're seeking both first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you have vision, you're going to be motivated to build foundation. Both of them are first. The plan of God is first. The life of God is first. And the righteousness of God is first. Now, you're ready to receive blessings and finances and resources. Not only material things, but the best resources is the people that can help you the most. You've laid a foundation, and you learn character and maturity. Now God can give you your spouse, and you'll treat her right, and you'll secure the marriage. And on top of that, He can give you children, because now you'll teach them right and structure them in the way they should go. See, God thinks of everything. Men think, they put what they want on the top shelf, and that's why they have so many problems. They never learn the structure of God and the protocols of God. And it takes love to do all these things, because it's going to take work. If you have love, love wants to do something. Love wants to work. Because I love, I have the love of God in my life, in my heart. I have His life. I give Him my attention so I can perform the best choices. Now, the daily activity of your life is a power. It's a powerful resource that you already have. You don't have to wait for that. But see, when you have the love of God in you, now you'll use it in God's direction. You'll use it in line with the kingdom of God. Your whole life, and there's a joy to it. There's an overwhelming joy, unspeakable joy. See, when I do things for the kingdom of God, a peace and a joy is with it, and I am nourished by it. I'm having fun. And eventually, the things that I desire will be added. And I have the patience. See, patience is a waiting faith. It's the side of faith that's looking long term. That's what patience is. Job was patient. He knew that God was righteous, and he stood on the righteousness of God that he knew. He trusted God would be there for him. He didn't understand what was going on against his life. But he was secure in the fact that he knew who God was, and he was patient. Now, Pastor taught that he was not a man of faith, which he didn't know what to expect. He didn't expect an outcome any way, one way or the other. But he knew, he decided, I'm going to wait on the Lord. And I land where I land, but I know that God is good. And he stood on his integrity and the integrity that he knew about the Lord. And he didn't question God's integrity at all. And he loved God and he feared God. He also feared evil. That's what gave place to the enemy. See, the things of darkness is a trap. Fear is a trap. Lack of knowledge is also a trap, because it causes you to go off track. But the love of God never leaves the narrow path. And when we have the love of God, we secure things. We secure our life, and we make decisions because we know the narrow path. We know what Jesus said, we do it. And guess what? That path can be so narrow, and it can go straight through a wilderness, and you'll come out on the other side where there is no wilderness. You're gonna land in heaven, my friend, as you follow the Lord. Seeking first the kingdom of God is also seeking first his counsel. One of the best things you can give God, you want to do something with all that love, the best thing you can do, and the first thing that's in order, is to give God your attention in order so that you can learn the things that he will have you understand. And he will prepare you for every stage of succession. Everything that God gives you to do is success. And I call it successions because every stage you're going to be successful. And he's moving towards something much greater. But every stage is greater than the last. As you seek first the kingdom of God, you're going to be enlightened to the things of God, and you're going to know how to kill the things of darkness. In other words, you're going to subdue darkness. As you receive the light of God's word, you're going to subdue all forms of darkness will be subdued and put under your feet. The enemy is there so that you can reject him. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was very important. That was one of the most important trees in the garden. It was almost as important as the tree of life, because we got to choose life and we got to reject all forms of darkness. See, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents all forms of darkness that we have to reject. But it was a beautiful tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the fruit looked beautiful. It looked tasty. But death was after the bite. Don't bite it. Don't eat it. It's just like the beautiful woman that happens to be married to somebody else. It's just like the money on the table that really don't belong to you. Don't go down certain roads. There are so many things you gotta reject. I told my wife when we got married, I said, "You are my wife, and all the other women on that God made on this earth that just got rejected." Because I rejected all of them. Every one of them. All the, and they're beautiful. They're supposed to be. But they all got rejected. The movie stars, the models, all of them. Because I got my wife, and that's all I'm going to get. And that's all I want. And I do things God's way. There's a joy in being able to reject what God didn't give you. There's a joy in being stable after you rejected what God didn't give you. There's a joy in rejecting what's going to kill you. There's a torment if you fear that you won't reject something that you should reject. Because fear has torment. And I learned all these things from the Lord. He thinks systematically and perfectly. And while you in the duration, the enemy play with your mind and say, "Well, you're not going to get what you were after. God ain't going, he's not going to give it to you. You're not learning what." He'll tell you all kind of things against God. But and if you don't know him, it'll seem to make sense. But when you know the Lord and you know his word, you have a reference for what's true. Job's friends couldn't tell him anything about God. They couldn't persuade him, though they were trying. They were trying to find out what he did to deserve all this evil activity that happened against him. None of them knew it was Satan. It was just a thing that happened until the Lord spoke from the tornado. The Lord spoke from that whirlwind. And Job was reproved. And Job learned the whole thing. See, he, after all, everything happened, then he came back and wrote chapters 1 and 2.